This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour two in this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, glad to have you on board. It was a big night last night, winning the Marconi Award for National Radio Personality. And opportunity that I've won now three times, and it's certainly a reflection upon this show and the audience. So thank you. Thanks for all the congratulations. And even those that didn't really congratulate me, like Pauly, it's okay, because Pauly is probably just used to this, where I just win another award.
I expect you to win it.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't congratulate you.
Well, I got dap from Seton. I got a big smile and almost a hug from Fritzy. Marvin gave me a clap. And then
I was cooking my eggs.
Yeah, I know.
I thought I gave you a well done last night.
Yeah, but this is where I thought I was going to really see it. And I feel it.
But now I feel compelled to do it.
No, but I don't want it anymore.
Right, I won't do it because I'm compelled to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't need it now.
Next year, I'm going to overdo
it. Okay. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It's been suggested we have Tire Rack. Tire Rack's one of our new sponsors. And they came in changing tires for Picture Day Ray, one of our backroom guys. He needed some new tires. And Joel, who is the technician who's out here to change the tires, said, I can do it in 45 minutes. Yes, the guys that normally do this, they take an hour. I can do it in 45 minutes. So he's doing that now in the man cave. And I thought, and the audience is the one suggesting this, pie to the face for Joel if he does not change the four tires in 45 minutes, then Joel gets a pie to the face.
I think it's only fair.
Yes.
It's kind of how we do things around here.
Yeah, you're in my dojo, my rules. Yes, Todd.
I'll go one further. It should be a tire-sized pie. The crust and everything has to be the circumference of an actual tire. You don't like that.
Tire to the face. Just hit in the face with a radial. No, he has to agree to it beforehand, I would think. I don't know.
All right.
I like that. They come to your home.
Newsletter sign up, danpatrick.com. The newsletter available daily at 6 Eastern and 3 Pacific. Enter your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. You're good to go. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Peter Schrager, the NFL Network, will join us coming up a little bit. The former bad boy, Joe Dumars. I never thought of Joe as a bad boy, but he played with the Pistons. Are you a former bad boy? Like, is Isaiah Thomas or Bill Laimbeer or John Sally, are they still bad boys? Like, when you win a Heisman, you're a Heisman Trophy winner. Like, I don't know if Joe considers himself a bad boy. Felt like everybody else got to be the bad, you know, Rick Mahorn, those guys got to be the bad boys. Joe was just that guy where you went, man, he is an assassin. He's a sniper. Yeah, Paul.
It's almost like his career might be a little underrated because he's part of that group. He was a 6-time All-Star, 5-time All-Defensive. I think he scored 24 points a game a couple times. Finals MVP, but he doesn't stand alone. And I'm not diminishing him. I'm actually saying he's probably individually underrated, but they're lumped in as a group.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So he got credit.
Yeah.
Padres over the Phillies and Astros over the Yankees. That was the baseball last night. Yankees-Astros game 2 tonight. Saints and the Cardinals as well. Poll question, Seton, from hour 1, and are we going to stay with that for hour 2? By the way, we say good morning to those watching on Peacock, those chatting on Chat Row, or listening our radio affiliates around the country with the great support from iHeartRadio.
Pretty random poll question, but 10 years from now, pickleball will be as big as lacrosse, poker, racquetball, or mostly irrelevant. Do you want to guess what our audience thinks pickleball will be in 10 years?
Mostly irrelevant.
Yes, 47% of the audience say it's going to be mostly irrelevant.
Yes, Todd.
Why are they so sour on pickleball?
No. You're 0 for 2 right now.
Sour pickle.
Yeah.
It's kind of half sour. 50% of half hour.
I've been waiting all morning to drop the sour pickle line, and this is what you did.
All morning for that?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to work in sour pickle somewhere, and I thought that was the spot.
You know, they can take the Marconi Award
they
back.
They can? There's a window of time?
Yeah, they haven't given it to me yet. Okay. They can actually say, upon further review, we listened to Todd. Yes, Paul.
I'm on usapickleball.org, Dan, as I always am in the morning.
Bookmarked.
It's a fun, social, and friendly game. It's a mix of tennis, badminton. The ball kind of has like air underneath it. You know, it's kind of light.
Oh, I played it, Paul.
You know, I'm telling America, you're a
pickleball enthusiast.
Yeah, but that's if you're going to talk about it, then you should have done it. And I've obviously played pickleball.
I played.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to be that guy now?
I can say that to other people.
I played.
Yeah, I played. Did you? Would I invest in it? I would say no.
A lot of celebrities are. Kevin Durant.
Tom Brady, LeBron James, Drew Brees. Got to have a pickleball team. I don't know what that means. When you have a team, do I have, because it's doubles. You don't play singles, you play doubles. I don't know how many teams you have. Is there mixed doubles with this? Yes, Paul.
I'll read some stories about it, and it appears that a lot of celebrities are getting involved, and they're thinking about putting out on TV as a celebrity pickleball show weekly where you'd have, you know, Kevin Durant might be there, but he could be of other celebrities doing it.
Mm.
Do you think it's, though, a fad or something that's got legs?
Would you, if this was a stock, would you short it? Yeah, Paul?
I have a theory, if you'll permit me.
Okay.
We watch sports because it's things we can't do. I can't play soccer at a high level. I can't play football at a high level. Pickleball is something all of us at almost any age could run out and do. So is bowling and so is a cornhole, and those are on TV too, so you can make the case that cornhole's on TV and anyone could do that. But would you invest in something? How big and broad can it be if it's something everyone could do? And, you know, we tune into sports that are something different. I just think it's one of the things that's going to be really hot for the next 18 months and then be a fad that will not get a lot of viewers.
Yeah, see.
Remember fidget spinners?
Yes.
That's essentially pickleball.
Fritzy has one on his desk. He's got the Broncos one.
And you know I fidget a lot.
Yeah. But
pickleball is the fidget spinner of sports. It's going to be everywhere for a little bit, and then all of a sudden people are going to be like, why the hell were we playing with those things?
Well, once again, I've played pickleball, and you guys have.
I played.
Yeah. Did you give it up? Did you retire?
No. I didn't. I remember I told you I played one time, and it was my wife and I, and there were two women who have played before, and they were killing us. We'd never played, and was like, all right, let's get out there. And then my wife goes, don't get competitive. I go, no, I'm going to teach them a lesson. And I did.
Did you slap your pickle on the floor?
No, I did not slap my pickle, but I slapped my hands. It sounds like something Todd would do.
Slapping my pickle.
Yeah, slapping the base. And I started to be a little more aggressive playing pickleball. And just wanted to send a message that, hey, we're not to be toyed with here. I got feelings, too. Yes, Marv.
Is pickleball like Dippin' Dots? Remember Dippin' Dots was in every single mall at one point?
Okay.
Like, the ice cream of the future. Put your stock in this.
Yes, Dippin' Dots. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, I think it should be a slow burn. Maybe do it on TV, get a couple leagues. But again, people who like it make the case that cornhole is on TV, national TV, and has Johnsonville Brats as a sponsor. So they're doing okay, and that's cornhole, where they're standing almost motionless.
Well, all right, I'm going to...
I got to do it. I have something to say.
Oh, my God, he's coming out of his shirt.
No, it's crazy.
Okay, here you go.
There are negotiations between the people that run pickleball to put the title game on ESPN Vlasic. Thank you. Tip your waitresses. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Two drink minimum.
I could see him.
Vlasic.
I could see Fritzy like it's
just
torn.
Came to me. I got so excited. I like, please let me say this.
It's your.
I did. I actually emailed it to you.
He
to
say
if,
it.
Oh, he emailed it.
I was looking for a little wink and a nod from you to say, yeah,
well,
go ahead.
Well, no. As soon as you sent it, then I was like, oh, how corny is this?
ESPN and Vlasic.
ESPN Vlasic.
Pickleball title.
I'm okay with that. Thank you, Tom.
ESPN Vlasic. That's good. Buddy.
That's good. Well done. Bloop, bloop.
Let's go.
Feel good about that one.
All right. Frazier in Virginia. Good morning. What's on your mind? Oh, I've got a bad connection there, Frazier. Let me see. How's it now?
All right, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
All right. Since on your award, you know, when I was in my 30s, I was on the radio, and I tried to pretend to be like you with my own flavor. So I've always been following you, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Frazier.
Yeah. So first and foremost, when I was 9 years old, my parents split up in Virginia, and my dad moved to Houston. So I grew up going to Houston games, Oilers, Texans, and Astros. And I've been watching the Astros since I was a little boy. And I was really excited when they won the World Series, you know? And then I was just kind of like, did they really cheat? And then I know Fritzy is a big fan. And you know, Fritzy, I've got the Astros gear. I love them so much. I think they're going to beat the Yankees. I really do. I know they're much better than them. And my son tells me, you know, Dad, they're cheaters. And I mean, they've been to the World Series a bunch in the past few years. And I think they're a really damn good team. And
well, it always goes back to then, why did they cheat? If they were good enough, then why would you risk it? You know, Bonds had all of the talent in the world, but he didn't like that McGuire and Sosa were the face of the game. It's like, all right, you want to see what I can do? Now, I'm going to get – he made all of his money the second – you know, the last 5 years of his career with San Francisco. With the Astros, why? I don't know. You know, they're not very forthcoming with a lot of their information here or the story of it. Everybody sort of went, nah, I don't know. Something might have been going on. Your manager and GM lost their jobs. Sounds like something was going on. To what degree? I don't know. Is Altuve the face? Yeah. By the way, Altuve has not played well. 0 for 3. Now 0 for 19 in the postseason. Most consecutive at-bats without a hit to begin a postseason since Javier Baez went 0 for 20 in 2017.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Max in Montana. Hi, Max. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Max.
6'1.5", 205 pounds.
Yes?
I'm just thinking, I just got off the phone with Tamara in San Diego, and she was telling me that you actually moved to the number 2 slot because you're no longer 6'3".
Oh, that's fair.
Those 2 inches really mattered to her.
All right. Well, thank you, Max. Thank you.
Dang, Max.
That's all right.
An inch and a half.
Yeah.
Not 2 inches.
Yeah. 6'1½" used to be 6'3". That's all right. I always think it could be worse. I could have Marvin's hands. Yeah.
Or Todd's.
Michael in Fort Wayne. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I'm laying in bed with COVID this morning, so on behalf of millions across the world, I'd like to thank you for your continued support of the ailing and infirmed. I'm here to address an old issue that I think has been unfortunately swept under the rug. Yesterday, you had a trivia question about pitchers in the last 20 years who had won the MVP. Marvin got both of the answers correct, and I felt a sinking feeling in my stomach as soon as it happened. And the reason why is that a few weeks ago, Marvin cheated on a trivia question. And ever since then, the integrity of the show has been undermined. No penalty was given, and I feel like I've not been able to trust that he isn't still cheating.
Mm. So what I submit, Michael, would you like to ask Marvin a question?
Here's what I would propose to you. I don't have a good question to ask him, but it goes to you. Should he face either a one-month ban from answering trivia questions or potentially take a pie to the face for immediate reinstatement?
Wow. Okay. Let me confer here. It's like the NFL owners. You're in the room, but we're going to be voting against you. Did you cheat? Did you cheat yesterday?
On that one, I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
Okay. So World Series MVP, how many pitchers, and you got them both right?
I did.
You did not cheat?
I did not. I didn't know about it.
Have you cheated before on this show?
On the Paul Molitor one?
Yeah, I did. You did. You cheated on that.
I knew.
Okay. I'm going to respect the fact that you admit you cheated on the Paul Molitor, and you. I'm going to accept your apology. You did not cheat yesterday, and I'm going to accept your word, okay?
Thank you.
If you were McLovin, I would not believe you at all. Yes, Paul.
How about like the Astros and the sign stealing? We don't punish Marvin whatsoever and fire everybody in management. Marvin moves on with his life without any punishment or repercussions.
I could fire like
some mid-level executive.
Like, I don't have any executives.
Back in Los Angeles, we'll call some guy who barely has anything to do with anything.
And Scott Shapiro.
No offense.
Gets fired. But somebody's got to pay the price because, you know, I got to get the fans back on my side.
Scotty's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, he is. I hate to see Scott Shapiro lose his job.
Rules are rules.
But somebody's got to pay a price here.
It's not Marvin.
No. Marvin is, he's got to stay.
I'm really sorry, Scott.
He's already gone. They've already escorted him.
Some people want to know if Jimmy Jimerson, who is our insider, is able to give us an update on pickleball and how serious pickleball should be. Here is our correspondent, Jimmy Jimerson.
Well, right now, Dan, there is a sport that is sweeping the nation right now. It is very hot, called pickleball. Okay, mm-hmm. It's a tennis-like game, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, people, due to the number of investments by high caliber celebrities, people are trying to figure out how big this game is going to be. Mm. That's what people in New York especially are asking themselves right now.
Well, we are talking about pickleball. That's usually what the phrase is. We're talking about Tom Brady here. Mm. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers here.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how you probably should have started out. We're talking about pickleball.
Okay. Yeah. Probably would have been better, I guess.
That's your go-to line.
To me, it makes me feel like all these people investing in pickleball is proof that people do actually have too much money. No offense. People do have too much money, it turns out.
When we come back, Tua Tagovailoa talks about what happened, the scary moment in the Bengals game. Not a lot of talk about what happened in the Buffalo game. That's what I care about. But we'll talk to Peter Schrager of NFL Network fame, and he'll join us coming up here. Take a break, back after this. Panini America, they are the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, the official trading cards, the official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and for the first time anywhere, World Cup NFTs. Available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. You'll find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards. NBA Select, NFL Select NFTs are the next to drop. They will sell out fast. Go to paniniamerica.net/blockchain. paniniamerica.net/blockchain. You can build a wish list for the items you love. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. Share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs, The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Intelligence runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. MBUSA.com. Sunday night Steelers head to Miami. It's the Dolphins. I believe Tua is going to play. Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Speaking of Tua Tagovailoa, he met with the media, and he talked about that scary hit he took against the Bengals, and he doesn't remember much after getting hit.
I remember the entire night up to the point where I got tackled, but after I got tackled, I don't remember much from there. Getting carted off, I don't remember that. But I do remember things that were going on when I was in the ambulance and then when I arrived at the hospital.
He also had this to say about long-term concerns after the concussion.
There's not necessarily as much long-term risk. You know, let's say guys get about 6 concussions. Well, those guys that only have 6 concussions that are playing the position that I'm playing, where we don't hit as much, are less susceptible to getting CTE later on in their years than someone who's playing a position where they're constantly taking hits or blows to the head, which would be O-line, D-line, linebackers. And that's kind of some of the information that I've, you know, been given from a lot of these doctors, you know, that are best of the best in their field.
Okay. Am I the only one who still can't get past what happened in the Buffalo game? Imagine you have a person, a trained person, a neurologist. His job is to look at you, inspect you, independent, for a concussion. He got fired. But Tua didn't have a concussion, so why does the neurologist get fired if Tua didn't have a concussion? Also, did anybody ask him about his back? Because if your back seizes up like that and you react that way, to me that seems like it's still an important issue here. I haven't heard anything where somebody goes, you know, hey, how's your back? Yeah, that to me would be something that might deserve an answer or so. We're going to fire the neurologist, but not the doctor who let you back in with a back injury. Yeah, see.
Tua, what's the status of the back injury?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I know.
That'd be great.
Yeah, just tell me. Yeah. I didn't have a concussion. Peter Schrager, NFL Network. Good morning, football. Emmy Award-winning show. Good morning, football. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern. Help me understand this, Peter. Why am I can't get past the Buffalo game. If you didn't have a concussion, why'd you fire the neurologist?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions, and we're going through it, and it's like they changed the protocol overnight, and you saw the following week, Bridgewater goes down in the end zone against the Jets, and immediately he's removed, and the same people that were crying bloody hell about how is Tua allowed to come back to the game were outraged that Bridgewater was forced to leave the game. So there is this ongoing dialogue about the protocol and the injuries. And then at the end of the day, like, it seems like the fans also want to watch football at the highest quality. So it's this thin line of like, you're balancing here. The reporters, they're getting Tua back. He's playing against the Steelers. You got Flores on the other sideline. Stephen Ross is back in the house. Got the 50th anniversary. 50th anniversary of the 72 Dolphins. And it's like, Tua's back in Buffalo feels like 6 months ago, Dan. And I think it's just how the world turns. It's like, we're over that. Let's get on to the next topic. We've got the NFL moves on page by page. But of course, there's a million questions that have to be answered. And there's a million things that we still want to know. But as an NFL audience, I don't know if anyone really wants to linger on Tua's back injury from week 3.
No, but I didn't know we closed up shop on it. And that back injury is not going to be something that is, you know, staying there the rest of his career, anything like that. Just like if I had a back injury and it made me almost stumble, fall down twice, and I have to be helped up by my teammates, I'd probably get it checked out and probably figure there might be something a little bit more to it. I'm sure I'm just a voice in the wilderness here. I'd sell us on tonight's game. It's Arizona. It's New Orleans. Go.
Ugh, no, I'm kidding. Here we go. Kyle Brandt on our show, Good Morning Football, always uses like wrestling references. This is the loser leaves town game. If the Saints lose and they're 2-5, like it's over. And if the Cardinals are 2-5, finally it's over. Then you start thinking like, all right, is Kingsbury the guy for this job? Is there going to be questions up top? Arizona has lost 8 straight games at home. It's the longest streak. They haven't won since October 24th of last year in their building. And they only have 3 points in the first quarter through 5 games this season. These are horrific stats. Stats that show you, A, they don't come ready to play, and B, that they've got no home field advantage whatsoever. They walk into that building and it's dead. They're home tonight. They're against a very injured Saints team. And DeAndre Hopkins is back. My sell for this would be if Kyler's got any juice, if Kingsbury's got any juice, if there is anything left in that tank between this duo and this team, let it be tonight and let us see them come back with DeAndre Hopkins and say, all right, we got our guy back and we can roll. I don't have a ton of confidence, though, that that's going to happen.
Do you believe Cliff Kingsbury will be the head coach of this team?
I don't know.
Next year.
He signed an extension, but we don't know what the numbers are. And we also don't know like the background of that extension, because it also was signed in tandem with Steve Keim, the GM, and they both were extended at once. And it was like, all right, you guys get to, I'll say right now, I don't know. And I think I'm as plugged in with Cliff and those guys as anybody. I don't speak to the owner, Bidwill on a daily basis, but I will say this. I could see a future where Cliff is not the Cardinals coach if this season goes off the rails.
Give me the number one story so far this season on the field.
On the field, the number one story has been the resurgence of the New York City football teams that play in New Jersey. I think the Jets and Giants.
How threatening are they?
No, I don't. I'm not booking any parades down Broadway yet. To get to Halloween, and both these teams are relevant, is such a big deal for the NFL. The NFL hasn't had a football team in New York City, the Giants or the Jets, make the playoffs since the Odell year, where they had the boat party, and that was a first round exit. This city is alive. I'm in New York City. I guess you could say I'm biased how I'm saying this is number one story, but to have the Jets with such youth be relevant, to have the Giants on this, like what felt like a lame duck year for Daniel Jones and Saquon, have this great resurgence with a new coach. I think it's brought an extra little lifeblood to this league. And it shows that in any given year, you can have the team that turns it around. It just so happens it's two teams and two franchises that have been the punchline of the New York Post and the punchline of football world, both doing it at the same time. It's pretty cool. One is 4-2, the other's 5-1, and no one had either one of those teams above 500 going into the season.
Peter Schrager, host of NFL Network's Emmy Award-winning show, Good Morning Football, also has a podcast, The Season with Peter Schrager. Podcast launched last week, available wherever you listen to podcasts. You had the Jets head coach, Robert Saleh, and Paul Rudd. Big Chiefs fan on there. Did Robert Saleh talk about taking receipts? And
yeah.
Okay. But didn't the Jets earn that criticism? Like, how does he?
Of course.
How does he say?
He was way over his skis. You kidding? He was way over his skis. And I positioned it that way. What are you? You're 4-14 taking receipts of what? And he says openly. I mean, I look, there's a million podcasts. There are 1,000. I'm not telling you to listen to all of them. Mine's pretty good right now. I feel pretty good. Saleh was awesome, was candid. And he says, basically, I said it and I immediately regretted it. Like, I didn't, he felt it out of his mouth and was like, wait.
Yeah.
And he's like, I wish it didn't go that way. And I wish we were done talking about that. And yet, he thinks the players might have listened and like felt a little bit of that. And I don't, that's all intangible stuff that like, hey, if he believes in us, maybe we will. The facts are where they are. They're 3-0 on the road. They've beaten the Browns in their building, the Steelers in their building. They just went into Lambeau and had a 21-year-old Sauce Gardner who doesn't know any better wearing a cheese head around Lambeau. Like Saleh said the receipts line. It was parodied widely here in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I think he himself knows it was a regrettable comment. And yet, in a weirdest of ways, it's going to come back looking like the Jim Fossil guarantee from so many years ago, or Mark Messier in Game 6. Like,
yes.
They've turned it around ever since.
Yeah. The Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, Patriots drama, who's the offensive coordinator, who's the quarterback? Do we have a real quarterback controversy? What do you think?
Maybe. Monday they play, and there has not been an announcement on who's going to go, and I think Mac is close to being healthy. I'll tell you this. If there was a big gap between Mac and the other option at quarterback, whether it was Hoyer or Zappi when he got injured, it's much smaller now. No one is talking to Belichick in a way that they can reveal the true facts about what it is. I'll just say this from sources around the team and sources within that building. There's a lot of love for Zappi as well as Mac. Mac, I would imagine, is going to get an opportunity to get that gig back, but I would think the leash is a lot shorter after what Zappe has done. Zappe has come in, and he has played against two inferior teams, the Lions and the Browns, so you have to keep that in mind. But he has not made mistakes, and he has, you know, righted the ship after it looked like it was sinking in Mac's last game. So all facts are out there that Bailey Zappe has played objectively better than Mac Jones was playing. The question is, long-term, is this Mac's job? I think he gets an opportunity to bounce back, and we'll see how fired up he is to regain that status as the unquestioned guy in New England.
I was wondering, as the Browns waited for Deshaun Watson, if you can just sort of tread water here, maybe be a game over 500, just something that you know that when he comes back, you're a better team. And you would think with the talent that they have there in Cleveland, Peter, that wouldn't be asking that much to just be an average team with that, you know, offense and defense here. I mean, you lost to the Falcons, they've lost to the Jets, they're 2-4, and then Deshaun Watson has to wait a couple more weeks to come back. But what went wrong in Cleveland?
It's off the rails right now, and two terrible losses at home to the Jets and the Chargers. And then last week, yeah, you just don't even show up for this Patriots game, and it feels like, okay, it's a lost season. And that was at a point where I think coming into this year, it was like, if they can just hang in there, you know, they've got a great running game and great players on defense, but it looks completely lost. The defense is atrocious, and Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator, is a respected guy in this league, so it's a lot of questions. And Brissett, his whole thing was leader, doesn't make mistakes, and he's been making a lot of mistakes, bad ones. At first, I was thinking when they were 2-1, it was like, hey, the Browns, they could find a way to get this thing going, and maybe they don't have to rush Deshaun Watson onto the field in week 13. They can let him just start next season. That's not the case. He's there now. He's starting to practice with that team, and I think that the second he's available to go, he will be inserted immediately into the lineup. And hopefully this thing is not completely off the rails where it's the season is a complete loss and a complete wash, because right now they're one of the least disciplined and I would say the worst defense in the league from what we've seen the last few weeks.
At what point, if you're the Broncos, do you say, we can't afford to continue to let Nathaniel Hackett learn on the job? You're supposed to learn before you get the job, and the learning curve here is not good. How much patience with this ownership?
I don't know the new owners and George Payton. You know, they had a lot of guys. He's a GM. They had a lot of guys come through and interview for that job, and he and Hackett hit it off. And, you know, O'Connell went in there, and they had all these different other offensive minds. And it was like, Hackett's the guy. And Roger spoke the world of him, and all the Packers folks loved him. And of course he was with Bortles and Jacksonville and took him to the AFC Championship game as a quarterback. And then you get here and it's first year coach, new market, new quarterback, new first year defensive coordinator. Defense actually been good. A lot of new faces ever, new owner. And this new owners didn't hire him. They inherited him. And I get nervous because, you know, you get a couple, then you get a few more, and then it's like sharks are in the water. And if you do that over the course of the next 3 months, these new owners, they're made of money. They've got billions and billions of dollars, Walmart money and self-made money, post-Walmart stuff. And then it's like, well, I didn't pick this guy and the money's not an issue. Pay him out and let's start a new one. That's a real possibility always with new owners. And the way it's going, it has been unfortunate. But you got to understand, this is the test when you're at your lowest and you've got Russ playing like this and he might be injured. Might be, how do you change things? How do you figure it out? The Jets are coming in this week. They're the hottest team as far as like narrative goes. A win with either Russ or Brett Rippon or whoever would go a long way in stopping the bleeding, especially in the front of that home crowd. If you lose that game in front of that home crowd, well, then when I say sharks are in the water, it's going to get real ugly real fast.
So your guests have included Robert Saleh and Paul Rudd. Who else is on the wish list there for your podcast?
You know what? I want to do like coaches that don't talk during the season. I want to get them to be candid. Saleh was. I want to get like funny but good celebrity. You're the best with the celebrities. When you have Sandler and I'm like, I'll run to a TV or whatever, and you've got all those guys. Rudd is that dude. But I also want to get like young coaches that the teams are usually a little protective of. I want to get like young offensive coordinators, young defensive coordinators, young executives. And my pitch to them is, this is a great platform to not talk about this week's game and injuries, but to introduce themselves to the audience. And so far we've got a pretty good captive audience that I'm getting a lot of the the viewers from Good Morning Football and Fox that I'm on watching, and hopefully some of the listeners to your show can listen to this podcast just by popping it on. It's good. Go for a workout, listen, cooking, whatever it is, have it in the background. But let's get to know new people that we don't necessarily know all their names yet.
Thank you, Peter. Good to talk to you. Good luck with the podcast.
Love you, man. Thank you.
That's Peter Schrager, NFL Network, Good Morning Football, friend of the show, and his podcast this season with Peter Schrager. I watched Silver Linings Playbook last night.
That's a good movie.
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah. Bradley Cooper.
Is that a sports movie or sports-related movie?
Sports-related. They're all about relationships. And then, like, you have the bet where you're going to go, okay, the Eagles, Robert De Niro goes, the Eagles are going to win by 10 over the Cowboys. They're like, you're crazy. And we're going to do... you have to at least have an average score of fives with ballroom dancing. And like, to me, it was a stupid premise of them. I know she loved to dance, and you know, I don't want to spoil it for you, but they do get an average score of five. Therefore, De Niro wins the bet. Yeah. I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence, you know, when she's on screen, you can't take your eyes off her. She's great. But and Bradley Cooper.
Sparks flying.
Yeah,
there was some chemistry there.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just okay with it. I don't know.
I remember liking it, but yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And then he was wearing a DeSean Jackson jersey. Mm. Yes, Paul.
Got very good reviews. I think it got some award nominations.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing, wire to wire?
No, I kind of watched the last 45 minutes. And I don't know. I just didn't. I remembered it being better than what it was. And I'm watching and I go, did you need to have a bet where we're going to combine the Eagles, Cowboys, and then you're going to do ballroom dancing? Yeah, Paul.
I got a movie question brought up yesterday. My daughter, who's 11, asked if she could watch White Men Can't Jump. She's 11. I think that's too early.
Yeah.
Based off language and other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I wrong or am I right?
I think you're wrong. I think you're right. I think you're right. Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's on TBS or TNT.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. But nah.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show. A whole generation of kids know nothing about 9/11, and they should. Only Tennessee and Arizona mandate kindergarten through 12 learning. Learning about the day 2,977 people were killed, 9/11. Today, people still suffering, losing their lives to 9/11-related illnesses. And the reason why I bring this up, there is Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers, you can donate $11 a month at t2t.org and help the families of our fallen heroes. Also, Tunnel to Towers, 9/11 Institute. It is essential for education and it's a great resource for the grades K through 12. This includes the social study lessons, activities. The Institute provides nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books to accompany the curriculum. And there's a speakers bureau, access to 9/11 first responders, survivors, and loved ones. Whatever you can do, they will appreciate this. We must educate our future generations. Donate $11 to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Paolo Banchero scored 27, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. He didn't look like a rookie. First rookie with at least 25, 5 and 5 in his debut in the NBA since LeBron in 2003. Zion looked good, had 25. Pelicans, big win over the Nets. And Zion, all 11 of his baskets came in the paint. He has 45 career games with 20 or more points in the paint. And if you watch him, it's almost as if he knows, I'm going to get the shot off, but it's probably not going in, and I'm going to follow it quickly. Moses Malone was one of the best at doing this. He'd put a shot up and then go get that shot. And Zion is able to do that. He's so quick with that second jump of his. And you saw that last night. And I don't take too much out of these games, not to start with. I just want to see, you know, you get a team that gets into a rhythm. The Nets, you know, still trying to figure that out with Ben Simmons. I go back to the Celtics. The Celtics were terrible up until January. And then all of a sudden you find who you can count on, what's your rotation, how deep do you go, do you have an emerging star, do you have somebody who's maybe declining a little bit. And I was watching last night, and I just want to see Ben Simmons. It's almost as I want to see body language from him. I want to see if he feels different when he's on the floor, or more confident, or he's more aggressive. And he didn't show anything last night. He fouled out, played like 21 minutes. But you know, you can't exclude them from the conversation to win it all with that amount of talent. And yes, Kyrie, don't know what you're going to get. KD, I know what I'm going to get. But you're just kind of now. What's Ben Simmons do? If they can say to Ben Simmons, just be Draymond Green, without doing stupid stuff, be that kind of player, good defender, good passer, rebounder. Don't expect you to score that much. I just want to know, game on the line, if you have the ball, I'm still going to foul you. What are you going to do about it? John in California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, John, I wanted to stick up for you and Seton.
Okay.
I know what it feels like to go from 6'3 to 6'1, although I've gone from 6'10 to 6'8.
Oh.
And it okay. really hurts when you hit your head on the doorway. So hang in there. Mm-hmm. But for poor Seton, what he's really suffering from is the loud roar coming from the King of the North. That's the Giant fans. We root for anybody that beats the Dodgers.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. Hey.
Now, that makes a lot of sense.
The Giants fans are after you.
I'm actually just annoyed at Giants fans pretending to be Padres fans. Now, that really makes sense to me.
Okay.
I get it now. Right. My apologies, Padres fans.
Yeah.
The Giants fans are definitely annoying.
Wow. Seton taking on the role. McLovin stirring up a fan base.
I'm just firing random.
Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Continued happy birthday month to Fritzy. But my question is it Marvin's responsibility to take up the torch for McLovin's sports Halloween tribute since he's the new guy? Or does that fall to Seton since he inherited his spot?
Wow. Okay. I'm going to put this out. I'm going to let Seton, if Seton wants to take the role that McLovin always had, McLovin always went all in on his costume. If you want that title, that role, you can have it, Seton.
Man. Can I think about it a little more? Because that might be treading a little too much in Andrew's territory. Plus, he had some real bangers. He came up with great costumes. Man, that feels like a lot of pressure. And I love Halloween. I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Can I think about it?
How long do you need to think about it? Because then...
How about 10 days?
10 days? Come on. I see what you're
Come
doing.
Come on, that's what Halloween is.
Yeah, I know. I don't care if you step on McLovin's toes. Like, nobody cares anymore. Let's go. Move forward. You want to be the costume guy on Halloween? That's great.
Okay. If you want to do it, then go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. We can help you with the costume. How's that?
Okay.
But it's got to be a surprise. I mean, I can help you with
trying. You can help me.
I can. Nobody else can.
Okay.
Tim in New Hampshire. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I just wanted to say congratulations on winning the Marconi Award last night. And also was wondering, do you know the year that Bob Costas won his Marconi Award?
I don't know if he did. I did have Evan Cohen from Mad Dog Radio and Nick Wright. They were there at the event last night. And they were looking to see if Bob Costas was competing with me for the Marconi Award. Thankfully, Bob wasn't. Has Bob won a Marconi Award?
I'm checking. I don't know if he's hosted a national radio show before.
He hosted a show like Sunday night with Bob Costas, something like that.
He won Best Sports Show hosted by Bob Costas on Sunday nights.
Yeah, something like
that. We're checking.
They just gave him an award. We're going to create an award for Bob. But I don't know if Bob has won it. I don't know if he's won it three times like I have, but Bob's.
Thrice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any information?
I've got lots of different people won syndicated personality of the year. Rush Limbaugh, Hannity.
How many have won three times?
Man, I got to go back a ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Joyner a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal.
You're up there with the Casey Kasems of the world.
Yeah.
Paul Harvey.
Wish. Good day. I wish. Joe Dumars, former bad boy, is going to join us coming up. More phone calls as well. And yes, Seton wants to hear from you, Padre fans. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Dan Patrick Show. Oh, one more item. We close that hour, too, and you got the NBA season. Jump in right now. DraftKings Sportsbook's the place to go, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 bet a NBA Moneyline bet and get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Everybody can boost their winnings 100%, at least up to that. DraftKings stepped up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped-up same-game parlay today. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, promo code Patrick, make any $5 bet this week, get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets, one early win token issued at opt-in, Moneyline bets only, deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.